there is no balcony, but there's a big screen porch on top.
Did you ever have ones that were that had big columns on it?
In Jacksonville, my paternal grandfather's home.
Did you ever see one of these type of porches that were on top of a house?
We had one. It's a porch. Oh no, no, no. You mean on the roof?
Uh-huh.
No, I've never seen one. Never been on one.
I've heard they were referred to as a widow's walk. Have you ever heard of that?
It's possible, but I never saw one, nor was I ever on one.
You've never seen one in St. Augustine, then?
There could be, but there are a lot of things that I never paid attention to. I had a one-track mind, and my one-track mind was dedicated to history.
Do you know if you can have a porch on more than one floor?
We had a porch on two floors. We had them on St. Mark Avenue, still there.
Mm-hmm.
At the corner house, it's a restaurant today. They have both upper and lower porches. We had a side porch, too, upper and lower.
Mm-hmm.
That's the back porch, back stairs. That was an outdoor stairs you were talking about. A lattice work went up on both sides of it.
Does it make any difference if it has a roof on it?
It had a roof on it. It goes right up onto the... It's on the downstairs back porch, and it goes onto the upstairs back porch. It's always covered by a roof.
Amazing. It's interesting. If the door is open, and you don't want it that way, you would tell someone to what the door?
Close the door. Shut the door. Slam it.
What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that overlap each other?
Shingles.
Mm-hmm. And what about the long boards that overlap each other?
I'm not certain. I know very little about house building.
You ever hear the referred as weatherboarding, siding, clapboards?
I've heard it referred to. I've taken very little interest in it because, being a girl, I didn't take interest in the building of houses. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you were doing some carpentry, nailing a board somewhere, you would say, I took the hammer and I...
Nailed.
Uh-huh. And if I took the hammer, I did what to the nail?
I hit it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I hammered it, I hit it. But I've never hammered in my life. I wouldn't know how to hammer. I don't know anything about building.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll ask you something similar. Every day, I might take my car and do something into town. I would...
Drive into town?
Uh-huh.
Ride into town?
Mm-hmm. And yesterday, I...
Drove into town.
And tomorrow, I will...
Will drive into town.
Okay. And let's say if I were in my car, I would be...
Driving.
Okay. What do you call... the part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry off the water?
The eaves.
If you have a house and an L, what would you call the place where they come together?
If I have a house and they...
What? An L, where you see if the two roofs came together, what would you call that?
I don't know.
Okay, that's all right. What would you call a little building that is used for storing wood and tools?
We call them outhouses. Well, not exactly an outhouse. An outhouse was outdoor toilet. But this was a little storehouse, I think it is, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.